listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Okay, welcome back, and thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. I'm Tony.
And I'm Corey.
I had to think for a second. I can never remember if I'm Tony or Corey.
Well, my Sudafed's kicking in, so I was...
You're feeling better now.
Yeah, heck yeah.
That's good. That is great. Corey's back from his from his Sudafed-induced nap that he's been on. I'm just kidding.
He was my here allergies have been absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
I just have to say that.
So, we have Penelope Ann Miller, a.k.a.
No, we got to say it like this. Our favorite.
Our favorite organizer and coach.
You guys are so cute. You're likening me to the actress. You're close. Penelope Rose Miller. So close.
Oh. Penelope Rose. He typed that on our – that is not
Penelope
my fault.
Penelope Ann Miller. See?
He typed Penelope Ann Miller. I just read it. Penelope Rose Miller. I am glad to know that you're – I'll tell you what, Penelope. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm a middle name guy.
Yeah.
I just like – I like middle names, you know? It's one of those things for me.
Yeah.
So anyways – you have got a tip for us. Tell us about – so we talked about four weeks ago, I think we did. We talked about
– So we've talked about awareness.
Awareness, yeah. Right.
And then the last tip was making choices.
That's
in
right,
your life.
Making choices.
So what do we have today?
So today, the follow-up from choices is commitment.
Of course. Yes, it is.
I know.
Tony has a big problem with that.
Well, you know, so it's like, how do we make it easy? How do we make it playful? So I asked you guys last time, what choices were you going to make to propel you forward? I'm wondering, any choices come up for you guys?
Yes, absolutely. I think that I'm going to preface mine by saying the word risk, because I think oftentimes people choose not to make a choice, which is what it was a choice based on the risk. And I feel like, honestly, if we are going to move forward and put ourselves out there and advance at any time in any situation, we have to be willing to take a risk. So what I did is I said, I'm going to make a choice to take the risk in order to succeed, at least potentially succeed. So that's what I did.
Beautiful.
And Corey, what did you do?
I turned off cable.
That's a big one, and you've committed to doing that because it's just not coming back on.
Right? You're right. We committed to it. We did it, and we're loving it.
That's good.
I really love, Tony, what you said about the risk, because that's part of commitment. Part of commitment is sometimes we don't commit because we're scared we're going to fail at what we commit at. And I just want to bring another perspective, which is, you know what, we probably will slip up and fail. That's part of being human. So giving us the allowance to still commit and knowing that that's part of the human experience, and there can be freedom there, right? There can be risky freedom there. It can make a shake in the knees, but it's really exciting because you learn so much from risking and from getting out of your comfort zone, you know? So commitment. It all comes back to the choice. It has to be a resonant, alive choice that you believe in, and then commitment can just be that sweet backbone of that choice.
So would you consider that following through
with your choice?
Yeah, I would consider that following through with your choice, keeping your choice alive, keeping your choice real. And there's little ways in which we can do that, and I'll just touch upon a few. I know you guys are in Bend, right? You're on location.
Yes.
So exciting. Wish I was there with you. I'm sure it's beautiful. So a few things to keep commitment alive, keeping our choices alive, is to create structure around our commitment. So whatever, you know, you have a risk that you're going for to get out there and to feel like you're really alive in your life and taking those risks, how do you keep that alive with structure? Reminding you, putting something, maybe a screensaver on your phone, just every day, keeping it alive, putting it in your pocket, you know, just making it like triggering your goal. Because all it comes back to is our goals. Another thing is to create support. So just by telling, you just told your whole community, Tony. You just told everybody what you're up to.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's pretty powerful. Because they're going to, you know, hold you accountable in a loving way. And I know it seems scary to put it out there, but it's probably the best thing you could really do. So the key here to commitment, you guys, is really just being non-judgmental, getting back to it, being kind to yourself in the meanwhile, and it really can be a transformative experience if we keep to it, right? And we be kind to ourselves in the meanwhile.
I love it.
I do too. That is amazing insight. I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Enjoy your day, and sounds very exciting.
It is.
It is. It's very busy. There's a lot of people in and out. I mean, literally crowds of people are sweeping by in front of our booth, coming in and going out of the doors, and everyone is enjoying it. Beautiful sunny weather. And now we've given them all some very good advice. So thank you again, Penelope Rose Miller of Organize Me Penelope. And Corey, you have her contact information?
I do. You can go to Penelope, organizemepenelope.com.
Organizemepenelope.com.
You got it.
And check our page, www.par.com, for her weekly blog, where she does a great job. Thank you again, Penelope, and we will talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, enjoy.
All right, take care.
Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Yeah, that's always good. I feel like I've just been in therapy. You see, I'm serious. Tell me you feel that way at least a little.
I think you feel that way.
I do feel that way. I feel like that I have just been given some one-on-one advice and it was some much needed therapy, and I feel like I want to go take a nap now.
So do all of our listeners.
So anyways, that's great. That's great advice from Penelope, and I will do exactly that.
Absolutely. All right, so should we get back to decking?
Yes, decking.
Great.
We need to make a commitment.
That's to a deck.
Make a commitment to choose composite decking.
Well, you know what's so funny
about capstock decking.
You know what's so funny about that is I will tell you one out of two people that I've seen so far today and yesterday have a wood deck that they keep repairing, and it's sort of like putting a Band-Aid on it, and they see what our products and they know they want to do it, but they just kind of can't commit to do it.
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to help them, give them all the information so they can commit to have a deck that they can that'll last for a long, long time for them.
Corey and I walked through a house that is an older home recently. It was unoccupied at the time. We walked through the house and out the back sliding patio door and across the deck. Now, the deck, you could tell, was designed by someone who has some architectural
prowess.
Yeah, something like that, right? Because it was out of the normal and very cool looking.
Yeah.
Except that it was probably 20 years old. There were cedar boards, split boards. There was outdoor wood type boards, treated boards and untreated boards, split boards, broken boards, 2x4s, 2x6s, you name it. This thing was patchwork at best.
Are you talking about my house?
Yes. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this could look so amazing with just the same kind of decking across it from one side to the other, because it didn't have any attention given to it.
Oh, yeah, none whatsoever.
It looked like a quilt, kind of like a patchwork.
Well, it was a rental.
Right.
I mean, it has been a rental for so many years, and I think as the decking rotted or broke or split, they would just slap in whatever fit.
And here's what the point we're trying to make. When Corey and I walked through the house, and we were talking about all the cool things inside the house and what was going to be great about the house, we walked out the back patio door and onto the deck, and you know what? We did not say, wow, look at how great this deck is. I want to buy this house. We were not saying that. What we were saying is, I hope that we can budget $10,000 into the purchase of this house to cover the cost of this deck that we're going to have to resurface. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's true that resurfacing your deck or building a new deck or improving your deck with some type of a product that is long-lasting like TimberTech, has a warranty like TimberTech, a fade-and-stain warranty, a manufacturer's defect warranty. The person who walks through your home when you're selling it is going to say, hey, look at that deck. That's nice, right? We're going to spend some more time outside. That really, really happens. So I would caution you, as I'm talking to our listeners, if you spend $10,000 on a deck, your house, the value of your home does not necessarily go up by $10,000. but it does go up.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, you have to size your deck to your home. If you've got a $150,000 home, then a $25,000 deck is probably a little bit more than you'd want to spend on that deck to get the majority out of it.
Right.
But size your deck to your home. Understand that you will get an improved resale value on your home with a deck.
Definitely.
But you won't likely get 100% of your money back monetarily. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what you will get out of it, okay? That's not necessarily monetary value, and that's where we're going. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Okay, welcome back from that break. Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, and we've got Pete Slade with TimberTech, and we're talking about decking, composite decking, and those types of things. Okay, so what we just talked about was if you add a deck, you spend money on your deck, and you add it to your home, it does improve the resale value of your home. True. Does it improve the resale value of home by the same amount of money that you spent on it? No. But there are other values tied to your new deck that aren't just about your resale value or getting your monetary investment back. Let's talk about some of the reasons why people would want to improve their old wood, splintery, checked, nasty gray deck to something newer, and it's not about resale value. Ready, set, go. No, tell us, Pete, what are the other benefits?
Well, you know, you got to think about your lifestyle and the enjoyment you're going to get every day in being out on your deck, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot
especially
of
the after dark entertainment.
Especially the after dark entertainment.
Know, I'm not going to go that way, but I'm sure that you guys know more about that than I do. But I would say that there's a lot of things that people do. We have people that are, you know, they're going to have a wedding on their deck, and they want a nice deck for that. Or they always have an annual 4th of July party, and they want that on their deck. And I always look at it like this, because I used to have a wood deck. I actually bought it from Par Lumber, and well, I got deals at TimberTech, so I got a new my deck. But the difference was I felt like my wood deck was this sort of creaky old structure on the back of my house, and now my TimberTech deck is like another room, a part of my home. So I just think that the part of that value that they'll get from it is that they will get sort of this lifestyle that they'll be able to enjoy for all barbecuing and all the outdoor living.
Right, and now let's think about that for 1 second. When you think about having a venue at your house, right? So your wife says to you, hey, Pete, I want to have the Red Hat Committee come over and have tea at our house instead of always at their houses, right?
Sure.
And you say, okay, babe, but
I'm out of town that weekend.
Well, the first thing you say is, how many Red Hats are we talking about, right?
Right.
And she says, well, really there's like 45. And you're saying, I don't think we can fit 45 people inside of our home.
Right.
If you had to put them all in one room, it's not about, will your house hold 45 people? Sure it will. Will one room in your house hold 45 people?
Right.
And
right.
Then you start thinking, okay, well, when you put a deck on the outside of your home, a good quality deck that people aren't afraid to walk on,
right,
that's got handrails so they won't fall off, right?
Right.
Then you say, if we open up the patio door, the dining room or whatever the patio door is off of, that room, and the room that's on your deck kind of becomes one space now.
Right, right.
And so now you've just increased your living space. If it is daytime or nighttime and it's clear outside and it's warm outside and there's not a lot of extra measures that you have to take to be outside comfortably,
right,
you've just increased the square footage of your home for that event by, we could be talking about you know, 500 square feet or 250 square feet or 1,000 square feet or whatever it is.
Well, and the other part about that is when you think about that, when you put a deck on it, sort of like remodeling a room, and I guarantee you that's going to be the least expensive remodel per dollar
than
you're going to get that if you're doing kitchens and bathrooms and other things like that.
Right, the least expensive per square foot for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because if you're adding 250 square foot or 500 square foot to your house, you can't do it for the price that you can put a beautiful TimberTech deck on.
Right, and you know, you talked a little bit about $10,000 as a dollar amount, and certainly we see decks at that price and much more, but you know, for you know, a couple of $1,000, you can really improve your outdoor living space. And we've got a lot of fantastic contractors that buy from Par Lumber and use TimberTech all the time. But we also, Par Lumber also has some great installation resources, so people can, you know, if they have an aptitude towards it, they can do that installation themselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so much information there about composite decking, composite cap decking, also 100% plastic decking. That you should get out to any Par store. You can find TimberTech samples and literature and information about TimberTech's products at any Par Lumber store. Literally, TimberTech makes an amazing outdoor product equipped with everything that you need, equipped with a blind fastener system, several different types of handrail, which give you several different types of looks, all different colors. I mean, there's so many different colors of decking. There's so many different colors of handrail. Screws that match, everything that you need, it's available through TimberTech.
Right.
As in addition to, if we were going to talk about it, in addition to a product that goes underneath your deck, right, which we're calling Dry Space.
That's Dry Space, yes.
So
yeah.
It's also a TimberTech product.
Yes.
Dry Space, so you can have your second story deck, put this Dry Space product underneath that, and have a living space directly underneath it and not worry about the rain coming through.
Right. And one thing about Dry Space, it's a little different than some of the other products out there. If you have an existing second-story deck, you can put Dry Space on after that deck is already up and built, where many of them you have to install it when you're putting the deck in the first place.
So it's retrofittable.
Yes, good point.
Is that even a word, Corey? Retrofittable?
Retrofittable?
Eric is telling me no, Tony. That is not a word. Try again. It can be retrofitted.
Yes.
Ah, he's giving me the nod. Ding, okay. Ding, ding, ding. That's what we need. We need sound effect boards. We can go ding, 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 ding. You got it.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's good. That's perfect.
Thanks,
thank
Sean.
You, Sean. He's right there for us. Anyway, so that's great. TimberTech is an amazing product. Pete Slade, thank you so very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
For being on with us and talking about your product and also for just smiling and lightening the room a little around us. It was very nice to have you on.
Well, thank you very much.
Corey wants to thank you as well. He has suffered from laryngitis in the last couple of minutes. Anyways, it was great to have you on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll have you on again.
Very much.
You bet. Okay, well, we are right towards the end of our time. I want to make a quick note here. You know, if you are in the Bend area, and I know that we've got listeners that are in Washington, Medford, Eugene, all over the place, in the Portland metro area. We currently today are in Bend. It's beautiful here. There's a Home and Garden Show. If you're in Bend and you're going to be at the Home and Garden Show, one of the sponsors is Carpet Co., which is carpetflooring.com, right? Candace Harvey, and they are giving 15% off. A home show special, 15% off a home show. So if you're looking to get carpet done, come to the home show, see Candace Harvey with Carpet Co., and you can get 15% off your carpet.
It is arguably the softest carpet
that's
in
right.
the world.
This home show right here, it does not cost you anything to get in. It does not cost you anything to park. It doesn't cost you anything to get in. And it doesn't cost you anything to see Corey's extremely amusing facial hair. It's all free. So come by here. It's going on until 6 o'clock, you said, today?
Yep, 6 o'clock today.
At the Deschutes Expo Center. I see that on that sign right there. So that's where we are.
All right. Hey, for everybody, if you haven't already done so, go to our Facebook page.
Yes, www.facebook.com/WWHomeshow or
par.com.
www.par.com, P-A-R-R.com.
Click on our faces, and our links will come up. So go there and like us, because occasionally we will give away free gift cards.
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact.
For just stuff.
As a matter of fact, we need to be putting the winner of our last card that we gave away.
Yep.
We and have so a that
$50 gift card to Cabela's. We're giving that baby away here on Tuesday.
That's right, on Tuesday. So anyways, we will be back next week. Stay tuned with Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors, and we'll talk about some more exciting stuff next week. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend. We're out.